Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It's time to awaken to empowerment. This is Tuesday special edition, two gals with two names, putting our two cents in on Tuesday. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and hello, hello, Mary Lynn. I know you're there.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I absolutely. Happy Tuesday.
Same to you, girlfriend.
Yeah,
lots
baby.
Of breaking news.
Oh, well, why don't you share the breaking news with us, and then we're going to talk about how to just keep your vibe high, because there's a real difference in some things that are going on in our country right now, and it's the antithesis of truth. So let's talk about this great awakening on so many levels. What's breaking news?
Breaking news, I just got it off of Twitter, that the mayor of D.C., Washington, D.C., that is, radical D.C. mayor just recommended that the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial be removed, relocated, or contextualized. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but can you see a move in the Washington Monument?
You know, that's a special kind of stupid right there. Well, I guess the Egyptians did it with the pyramids. I mean, the Egyptians moved the pyramids, you know. Because we've got nothing else to worry about. Let's just move monuments. How about moving our mindset? You know, I'm just saying, maybe if America moves its mindset to what this country was founded on. Any other breaking news that I could make a comment on? I got in trouble because I called Fred Midler a moron on the radio last weekend.
True.
Just
hurts.
Saying.
You know, everybody's entitled to their political opinion. But I just like this mayor of Washington, D.C., how do these people get elected?
Because people are willfully ignorant, and they've been indoctrinated through our public schools. But did you hear what Bette Midler said about Melania Trump at the RNC? She's like,
no.
She can't even speak English. She doesn't even talk the language. Get this illegal immigrant off the stage.
She's never been known to be anything more than a far left radical. So
okay, but if that isn't a moronic comment, she's not an illegal immigrant. Okay, hello. If somebody from the right said that about somebody who spoke with an accent on the stage, oh my gosh, they'd be tearing down monuments in Washington, D.C., as per the mayor. Just saying.
Well, I know a couple people that have been banned from Twitter because they called Michelle Obama Michael. So there you go.
I call her the first Yeti, the former first Yeti. Boy, that's an anger. That's
everybody's
an angry woman, too.
Did you see her?
All she does is talk about systematic racism from her $12 million home. Really? Hello? What does not connect with that? She lives in a $12 million home. She's talking about some white woman that got butted in front of her. You know something? I don't tell people about the morons that butted in front of me. I don't, you know, I mean, you know, what about, anyway, I mean, yeah.
You don't pick them out by color. Rude people are just rude people. color
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. I don't care what color your butt is. Right. If you're rude and you're a butthole, then you're a butthole. I mean, this is the thing. Everything's got to be race, gender, class. Come on, man. Really?
Well, and unfortunately, because the Obama-Biden admin in their eight years in office dragged us back decades in progress on racism.
Absolutely. And, you know, I did not vote for the man, but I was really proud of my country, too, because I thought, okay, this whole race barrier thing now, it's over. Look at this. We have a half-black president, you know? And, boy, no one made more of racial issues and hurt us more than Barack Hussein Obama. And you know what? What's up with Oprah Winfrey, too? Have you been hearing any of her stuff and all of her race baiting?
No, not at all.
I cannot fathom the hypocrisy. You are living in the best country in the world. The best country in the world where, yes, it's not perfect. You know when perfect is going to happen? When we all die and go to heaven. Heaven is perfect. As long as we have human beings and we're human in this human flesh suit, no, there's not going to be perfection. But Mary Lynn, you know as well as I do, no country has ever been such a honorable and virtuous nation. Yeah, there are buttholes. That's because they're people. But, I mean, Oprah's now talking about how racist America is. Really? Do you know she's the racist? She's the one who's the racist. She doesn't give white women the time of day unless they're, you know, showing up to her show and applauding her. I don't know, man.
And where is she, you know, I'm originally from Chicago, where Carol Ann, you're talking from right now.
Yeah, that's
now.
Where I'm hanging
but
here.
But Oprah's show was, how long was Oprah's show in Chicago? 30-something years? Where is she to anything on the black-on-black violence in Chicago?
Ooh,
where is Obama to do anything?
Exactly. Did I ever tell you I met Oprah? Did I ever tell you I met Oprah's story?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. So you know how everybody says Oprah, she's real empowering to women and blah, blah, blah. Well, before Oprah was Oprah, do you remember Oprah was Good Morning Chicago? Remember AM Chicago?
Correct.
With Oprah Winfrey.
Correct.
So it wasn't even like the Oprah Winfrey show. She was a talk show host on a show. So she was, you know, she was something, but not Oprah Winfrey. You know what I'm saying? So I was at the Brickyard. I was doing a fashion show for the different stores in the mall because I modeled back then. And I was backstage with her because, like, what they did is the malls used to have fashion shows for the different stores. You know, it was kind of a way to get people to come into the mall and see what's, you know, the hot new fashion. It was fun. It was a gig. It was paid for me. But anyway, I was backstage with her, and I looked at her, and I said, hi. I said, my name's Carol Parisi. I said, I really enjoy your work. Mary Lynn, she looked me up one side, down the other side, didn't say, thank you, F you, boo-hoo, nothing, walked away. I'm like, okay. This is the person that
says
integrity
is in
the same place with skinny, young. Yeah. Well, yeah, but still, I mean, I was very humble, and it wasn't like I was some creep of nature that wasn't already vetted. I'm sorry. I was backstage. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. I mean, you know, people could be like, yeah, I love you, and I'm going to, like, you know, take a gun out at you. Okay, so it wasn't like I was some, you know, freaky, you know, I was part of the gig. She was the MC. And I was part of the entertainment, if you will. I was shocked. I was so disappointed because this is the person that everybody says is so empowering to women. Well, last I checked, when I was modeling, I was a woman then too, a young woman, but I was still a woman. So anyway, but in,
well,
the
like I said, you were skinny.
Well,
it had nothing to do with anything else but jealousy.
Isn't that sad?
She's
isn't
always had a
so
bit of
sad.
A problem with her weight.
Yeah, I know. So did I. I was 160.
Yeah, well, so
pounds,
you know what? So do we all.
Right, exactly. You don't know someone else's journey, but I'll tell you something. When I started doing a lot in my own little universe here in Illinois on stage and talking at all these events and yeah, blah, 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 who cares, you know, whatever, people would come to me, oh, my gosh, I listen to you. I listen to you every Saturday. I listen to you, blah, 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 oh, my God, blah, blah. I was gracious to them. So maybe God gave me that experience to show me that, you know what, don't be an asshole because you're not better than anybody else. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, but
maybe
Carol
that's
Ann,
what
you're,
it was.
But ultimately, you're not. You can't be something that you're not. And, you know, you're a good person and you care about people. And unfortunately, I think what irritates me the most about these radical left billionaire millionaires yeah. is the fact that they just don't appreciate that most of them, especially Oprah, got their money because of what they got from this country.
From this country. And no other country really would a talk show host be able to be a billionaire like her, especially a woman, and a woman of color? I mean, if this was such a racist country, do you think a woman of color would have even been able to achieve that if there was systematic racism? And you know what makes me so sad is that Oprah knows better than this, because Oprah was the one who put forth the secret. She knows about thoughts being things and the power of good vibrations and not negative energy. Shame on her. Because, you know, there she does know better. Subsequently, don't you think she should do better? Still there.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I had a little interruption. Anyway, okay. I have some great news. I'm waiting for the RNC to come by to install 2 4x8 signs diagonally in my front yard, Trump Pence around my flagpole. So that's exciting news.
Oh, nice.
I'll tweet you a picture.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool. Are you okay with that? You don't feel that that's putting yourself the way these haters are. I hate to say it, but the low vibrational energy of some of these people, they're attacking people with Trump paraphernalia. Now, maybe not where you're at. Maybe it's only because I'm
in Illinois
over here.
Yeah, no, I don't have any fear because we've had 2 signs up for 3 months. So, no, I don't have any concerns or fear. You know, and I've got a video surveillance, and that's what the police are for. I love my police department of Cape Coral, Florida.
Yep.
They're great people. Because of my crazy roommate, I have a chance to meet most of them. And, you know what?
See?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a great way to get good-looking men to walk through your house.
There you go. Well, and you know what? No, fear is not a good thing. Fear, excuse me, is that false evidence appearing real. But, I mean, I do know, and maybe it is here more than anything, it's like, I don't wear my Trump hat bebopping around town here. Because people are not nice all the time.
No sense in asking for it. So who was the highlight that they were talking about at the RNC? The beautiful woman who was released from prison after 20-something years.
I forgot her name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Reform. Correct. You know, and they gave tons of credit to President Trump, but I'd like to bring it to everybody's attention. Believe it or not, it was Kim Kardashian that brought it to the president's Oval Office.
Yes.
So good for her.
Isn't that nice?
Congrats.
Yes, yes. That is so, I mean, and I never watched the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I'll tell you something, that is a wonderful stewardship of your profile, your gravitas, to be able to make a connection like that to help people out and to realize everybody does deserve that second chance. Because this woman, I mean, now tell me if I'm right or wrong. I could be very wrong. She was unlawfully, in prison, or it was just unjustifiable. It was a much more strict persecution for the crime that was perpetrated, if my memory is serving me.
Yeah, she got a very long sentence for a nonviolent crime. It was a drug offense, and it was like erroneous. And so it was Kim Kardashian, who, by the way, is working on her law degree. So congrats
really?
To her. Four kids and her busy schedule. And she brought it to President Trump. And then, you know, they worked on getting her early released. And then President Trump, I think, gave her the clemency, if I'm not correct.
And that's cool.
You know, the crime should fit. You know, you hear about these rapists getting out after a couple of years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so let's talk about the most exciting thing was the fireworks display over the White House.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That was really wonderful. What did you like about it the best?
The fact that it sent the Dems head spinning and the
okay, yeah,
and
me
the
too.
And the CNN pundits about gave him a coronary. But what
yeah,
I loved about
that
what
was
it
unconstitutional
is,
for him to do.
There was
Sorry.
Nothing about it. You know what? He's the president. He can do what he wants. And guess what? He did. And he's not the kind of person to ask for permission. So
no,
I was
absolutely not. Never has been.
Yeah, well, that's why people don't like him. He's not a yes man. What
yeah.
I was contemplating is I wonder if the attorneys if could possibly get their heads together where Trump could sign some sort of executive order for required national voter ID, or this election in November is going to be the biggest debacle and literally can be lost after the election.
Right. Yep. You are correct.
And that's why Trump needs to win by a ginormous landslide, and then all the votes afterwards just should be audited. This whole voter ID thing, I mean, the mail-in voter thing doesn't make any sense because people are still going to the stores. Did you quit
right?
grocery
How about
shopping?
It? I know I
but
am.
But you can't walk in. Yeah, you can't walk in. You know, they'll have protections
sure.
on, you know, social distancing and masks and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my biggest concern right now is I have no doubt in my mind that Trump will landslide it in November, but what happens after that is just going to be ugly. Well, because
yeah.
the Democrats can't win on their own. They've got to steal it.
Well, of course. And look at who they have. I mean, that poor man, I just feel terrible for that man, that Mr. Biden, that they're putting up there. You know, I mean, I was listening to some things, but they said that you need actual sworn election officials. People need to step up and be trained sworn election officials. Colonel John Mose was saying this. And then he was talking about 18 U.S.C., and to force only U.S. citizens to vote. I mean, to be able to prove that. So, I mean, there's some things that can be done. It's just Trump's got to be careful because, you know, anything he does, the poor man, he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't all the time.
Okay.
You know, that's
well, then
thing.
Barr needs to do. So. Barr needs to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our AG, our U.S. AG. Something has to be done to protect the rights of the citizens of the United States. And who is going to be our lawfully voted in next president? You know, what really, you know, we talked about this yesterday, and I wanted you to bring this forward. What frightens me is when you have a candidate who's running for president, and he said, vote for me or there will be violence. And I said that these things frighten me. And what did you say to me?
I said, fear is false evidence appearing real, and we have to have faith because faith is the enemy of fear. Fear is from the devil. Faith is from God, and we need to have faith in God. And I do believe in my heart of hearts, Mary Lynn, just knowing what I know and buzzing around, I think there's a lot of the silent majority, girl. But yes, we need to keep that. We need to deploy, you know, faithful mindset. And I was you know, our Psalms even says, I will not fear what a man could do unto me. You know, and, you know, when fear knocks at your door, you know, send faith in to answer, you know. So that's just some of the little notes that I have taken. It says here, whatever is not faith is sin. That's that dark vibration. Do you know what I'm saying? If it's not coming from a place of faith, if it's coming from a place of fear, it's sin. Because God tells us, be not afraid. And I actually have some scriptures here, like trust God, trust in the Lord with all your heart, do not depend on your own understanding, seek his will in all you do and he'll direct your paths. It's Proverbs. God is bigger than me, but when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. That's Psalms 14. So, I mean, God says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need him. Thank him for all he's done. That's another Psalm. So in God's word, he tells us not to be afraid and just put our trust in him. But sometimes it's hard for us to surrender, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly. I think that's one of the harder things. But as we've talked, I try now today to wake up every morning with my gratitude prayer and be thankful for everything that I have, and mostly for this great country that we live in. We live in such a wonderful country. We have the greatest president. I know everybody loves Ronald Reagan, but I think Trump did so much. And if it wasn't for this COVID-19, the economy was screaming. And we just talked about it yesterday, how devastating the closing of Lord & Taylor breaks my heart.
Yeah. But you know something? You just said something huge because I've been really like, you know, the high vibe tribe. I'm really into vibration, energy, and frequency. And you know, vibration, I mean, gratitude can totally raise your vibrational frequency. It's one of the quickest ways to do it. And here's the thing, you can't feel fear or anger while feeling gratitude at the same time. So if you can make that like you do, like your habit, it does transform your outlook on life, and it helps you with your awakening. But, you know, you can't feel that, like I said before, you cannot feel fear, anger, resentment if you're feeling gratitude. And you know, that's a really huge thing, and it really honors God, too. It really does honor God. So when you feel that gratitude, when you say, thank you, God, thank you for this country, thank you for this life, thank you for eyesight. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, how blessed are we, you know? But another high vibe thing, Mary Lynn, is love. You know, love is such a high vibrational energy. It's one of the highest lights. It's the fourth, actually, it's the fourth highest level on Hawkins' scale of consciousness. If you ever looked at Hawkins' scale of consciousness, the different vibrational energy things, it's fabulous. I've got a really cool book about all the different, you know, energies. And, you know, there's dark energy, too. So, anyway, go ahead.
Of course there is. No, but of course there is. I was just listening. It's very important, you know, to have the faith within yourself. But think about it. Did you ever hear Barack Obama talk about God like President Trump does? No, absolutely not.
No. And as we know, Norman Vincent Peale was President Trump's pastor. And Norman Vincent Peale wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. And Norman Vincent Peale was actually trained by Napoleon Hill, who was one of the founder. I mean, you know, well, no, our found are actually the Greeks and the Romans and Plato and Socrates knew these things. But Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich. And thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time, you know, and it's just, that's so true. Because, you know, you're the one who's like, did you ever hear of The Secret? And I never did. You're the one who introduced me to The Secret. And The Secret speaks to that.
Oh, yeah, they're
a
very powerful piece. I used to put that DVD on every morning, and it would, while I was getting ready for work, it would just set me up. And then when I had a really long commute from Naples to Fort Myers, so when I was working at Chico's, I would listen to 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Covey. You got to set your day, you know, and you don't always have to get there on your own. I've got recordings of Joel Osteen. There's so many things that you can pull offline. I'm an Amazon Prime member, so I have access to so much material I wouldn't even know where to start. So it's out there. You just got to go grab at it. But
well,
it's got to be
it's
habitual.
All over
That's what
YouTube. YouTube. If you go on YouTube and Google Napoleon Hill, W. Clement Stone, Stephen Covey, Dennis Waitley, any of that stuff. I mean, you can get all of it. It's all there, and it's free, 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 free. But if you take those things and you, like you said, you did it every day because you've got to keep your vibe high. Because especially, here's the thing, what I do, you've got so much stuff going on right now in our world between, you know, I mean, this whole political, the negative energy that the left is perpetrating is disgusting to me. Okay, it is disgusting because it's so negative. It's blame, it's hate, it's vitriol. I mean, they're, you know, that stuff is just, it's a low vibe. But, I mean, I will tell you something. I listened to both of, well, as much as I could of the Democrats, and all it was the blame game, you know? How horrible America is, how racist America is, how orange man bad. And that's all they were saying. No solutions, nothing. And then I watched the RNC, and that contrast was huge. The dichotomy between the two, and it's so funny because the left is supposed to be the ones that are woke and tolerant and loving and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, what they accuse others, they're such projectors, what they accuse others of doing is actually what they do. So it's kind of mind-blowing to me, you know? And I think the book I was telling you about with the scale is called Power versus Force, if my brain is serving me correctly. Not exactly sure. But anyway, yeah, there's that. There's a good vibrational energy and positiveness that the Republicans have. And I don't know, Marilyn, I do believe there's a lot more people it's just keeping their mouth shut and doing the waiting game until November. 62 days, I think, we're at today. What do you think?
I don't know the exact number, but I can tell you what they said: 60% of Black Americans have moved over to the Trump side. The NYPD union is behind Trump. So when the unions start getting behind a Republican, that means the Democrats are screwed. Unions notoriously
yes.
have been
now here
on
I
the,
will share
the
something
Democrat
private
side.
Sector unions, yes. The public sector unions will not, because the public sector unions borderline socialism. I mean, my radio show partner on Saturday's Vic says they're communists. But anyway, all that to say, in the city of Chicago, like the private sector unions, the construction workers and all those guys, yes, they're Trump supporters. They're like, no. And like you said, the police, even though they're public sector, the police officers and firemen, your first responders are like, really? Because they're the ones who are have to clean up this crap that's going on in the streets. Look how they're attacking police officers for no cause. I mean, it's terrible. You know? I mean,
When I was watching Tucker last night, he was talking about the real estate in New York City. He said that prices are plummeting. People are running. And why not? You know, you're going to live in a city like New York without police? It's just nonsensical.
Chicago. I mean, forget Chicago. Any big city, New York. And who are they hurting the most? They're hurting the most vulnerable.
The minorities.
People that are in these. Yes. And the elderly.
The minorities.
That can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Or can't go anywhere. They've got nowhere to escape. People with money can escape. Yeah. And most of them are going to come running down here in Florida. Oh, and then here's another little thing. Jeb Bush, who I never liked, I had to vote because he was the Republican, so I had no choice. However, he's going to support Biden here in Florida and help him get votes.
Seriously.
But
seriously.
I wouldn't be too concerned. He never was very popular down here.
Oh,
rhinos.
Yeah, the swamp rhinos. Exactly. They're swamp rhinos. That's exactly what they are. Because they don't really give a shit, excuse my French, about the little people. Another thing I noticed about the dichotomy between the two, the RNC versus the DNC, the RNC had a whole bunch of politicians and, you know, that Hollywood class, if you will. Okay? The RNC had the folks. It had small business owners. It had folks that like that lady that got out of a prison because of prison reform. It had the woman whose husband got shot, the police officer, Dorn. Ann Dorn talked about her husband, David Dorn, and how what a servant he was. And you know what's funny? It's a biracial marriage. He was Black. She was white. So it was just, it was more of who we are as a people. It was people. It was people, not politicians and the elite, you know, Hollywood class. It was quite great. I mean, there wasn't a lot of entertainment, you know, people. But it just shows the difference in the two choices today, you know. So when does voting start in Florida?
Beyond the primaries.
You guys still have a primary to do?
No, the primaries are done. I was just, never mind.
when does early
really
voting
sure.
start? I think
I'm
early
not
voting
really
starts
sure.
here at the end of September. I think like in the next 3 weeks in Illinois, you will be able to start early voting. So that's the thing. I think, and that's before even debate. Hey, do you think Biden is going to debate Trump?
I certainly hope so, because I already got the popcorn ready.
See, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to. I mean, Nancy.
Please understand, he's going to be the fact checker on stage.
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't laugh, but they shouldn't put him up for a candidate. You know, it's the toughest job in the world, and he doesn't have the mental acumen to deal with it. He just doesn't. He's been in Washington for over 47 years and hasn't done squat. He's already ran for president 3 times and couldn't get it done.
Right.
But
right.
But the part I like best now is they're blaming President Trump for the riots.
That's rich, isn't it?
It's just rich. Like, if they keep on saying it enough, do they believe their own lies? Because everybody
knows
it's BS.
Well, yes, and some people will believe it, yes. Yes, but, you know, there's the willfully, woefully ignorant that are going to believe it. I bet you, and if you remember my friend Betty, who was a leftist, can't even call her a liberal because there's nothing wrong with a classic liberal. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I remember when I was telling her, I said, back in 2010 when I started doing that Tea Party movement, and I'm like, Betty, these people are socialists. She's like, oh, Carol, don't be so dramatic. They are not. They're not socialists. And now look, I mean, look, Bernie's even saying we're the mainstream now of the Democrat Party. And that's socialism. I mean, can you imagine? Could you imagine what our country would be like with their repressive laws and all the bureaucracy? And think about it. I mean, how is someone supposed to start a small business with all the regulations, and all that
will no longer happen, but get ready to hand over the deeds to your homes because this is what happens in a communist country.
Right.
Look at the history. Look at the history of communism and what it has done to countries and the people. It depresses them. It demoralizes them.
Yeah.
And it takes everything away from them, including their power and their freedom.
Yes, and how about, I mean, they're trying to get rid of the suburbs. They're trying to get rid of the suburbs. They want to get rid of the suburbs because they want to make everything like Chicago or New York because that's working out so well for the American people, you know. So.
Well, that was a big thing with Obama. I don't see them sharing their money with anybody. I don't see our girlfriend Oprah sharing her billions with everybody, but they want people, you know, it's wealth equity. You know what? Get up, do a job, work your butt off like I did my whole life. I'm lucky that I was just able to retire in a very good timing, and all the fruits of my labor have, you know, come through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people, and especially this generation now, they want everything handed to them.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a trophy generation. Everything gets a trophy. You know, it's a participation trophy. You showed up. You should get a trophy. They don't tell kids no anymore because it's bad for their self-esteem. You know.
Well, yeah, and feeding them a pile of BS is also bad for everybody's self-esteem. The thing that needs to happen right now is Trump needs to get reelected, period. And this all needs to go away for 4 years. And, you know, the violence is not going to end. And President Trump is up right now with Barr, and they're up in Kenosha. And I want to say, for peaceful protests, those buildings look pretty burnt down to me.
I know. It's so sad. And they are burning down. They're burning down buildings. And a lot, you know what's the saddest part? A lot of these small businesses, you had a small business. It's your blood, sweat, and tears. You pour your life, your treasure into it to build something, to grow something. And for somebody to go ahead and burn it down and take it away in an instant like that, where is the justice and fundamental fairness in that? You know, where's the... I don't understand how that has anything to do with George Floyd.
Oh, well, now they've got a new guy. And the NFL's the guy they shot in the back. Apparently, he had just raped a woman. He was convicted rapist. And he was leaving the woman's apartment.
And he's been known for illegal... Yes, but he's also, because the cops looked at him, they tased him, and they didn't get him down with the taser, but like you're saying, they also, he also had an arrest for illegal firearms or something, unlawful use of a weapon, I think is what it was. So the cops knew all that, and they tased him, and he wouldn't go down, and like you're saying, he went in his car in his front and started reaching in the front seat. Because the three kids in the car were his and that woman that called on him. Because he's had several assault charges on him. But how come you don't hear that on the mainstream media?
It dilutes their ideology.
Kind of hurts the narrative a bit, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, the unfortunate thing is the NFL has shot themselves in the foot once again. And the NBA to follow, who knows about Major League Baseball, but Trump is bringing back college football, which it excites me because I like college football. I quit watching NFL a couple years ago anyway. I had got a free package with my DirecTV, and we never even used it. So what's important is everybody to get out and vote. I volunteered to work at the election. I haven't heard anything back, but my friends at the RNC here locally tell me that shouldn't be a problem. And
that's awesome.
You know what? Everybody has
well,
to
I think
do their
best. And what I think, too, another solution would be is to encourage, inform others, and then encourage them to vote their values and American values, you know. I mean, people don't know what they don't know. And unfortunately, like we were saying, the mainstream media has a narrative. And if you're just watching the alphabets and or just getting, you know, it's so sad, too, because if you look at Facebook and Twitter and Google, there's a name for it, but they're not letting people post stuff. And there's a name for it. I forgot. Doxing. No, that doxing is something else. I don't know what it is, but they're just not letting stuff go out. They go ahead and suspend your account if you're saying something that they don't like. So,
well, yeah,
not
Sean
good.
Hannity came out. Sean Hannity came out and said that Trump campaign Twitter account was suspended, and it was by somebody who works for Twitter. Oh, by the way, who's Kamala Harris's campaign secretary? You know, I mean,
what?
It's
wait, what?
Yeah,
unwind that. Bring that back. Say that again. I want to hear that slowly
Sean
and
Hannity,
clearly. Yeah.
Sean Hannity came out yesterday and said the Trump campaign account was suspended, and it was suspended by Kamala Harris. She works for Twitter on the board or something, and she was able to suspend the account.
Oh, that's nothing. I mean, that's not anything to see here, right? That's just above board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. See, I didn't hear that. The thing that really gets me about Kamala is that she's, first of all, she's very beautiful, but she's really not African-American. And her great-great-great-grandfather was a slave. And how she got ahead... because of Willie Brown, married man,
Willie Brown.
Yeah,
way
going
to go
down
in
Willie
Brown.
Yep. Come out and going down in Willie Brown. That's how she got ahead.
That's
what?
The great Democratic ticket. Brain dead Biden and heels up Harris.
Yep, heels up. Heels up Harris. Yeah, baby. Heels up Harris going down on Willie Brown. We could talk like this on Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
hey,
you know what?
It's our two gals putting our two cents in. We can do this. It's our First Amendment right, right?
Absolutely, of course. And I just want to wish everybody well today. I'll be back next week. I'm going to let Carol Ann do her thing. It's a great day here in beautiful Florida. And our wonderful Governor DeSantis, Republican governor, said he will never close this state down again. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, I love Florida. I love this state. And you know what? If you don't like where you're living because it's a Democrat, it's run by a Democrat, then relocate. Yeah.
Yep.
Days of
Maybe
the internet
come move
now.
In with you.
Yeah. We got to get somebody else out first.
Right. Well, maybe that would be helpful. Just saying. Anyway, thanks, Mary Lynn. We'll catch you back here next week, and we'll just finish up here with some high-vibe things. And if you want to stay on the line, that's great. If not, next week. We've already done an hour. We don't have a lot more we got a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack, but we'll do it next time.
All right.
Sound good?
Love you much.
Love you, sister. Talk to you later. All right, friends, we do
bye-bye
have another bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you, sister. Bye. So we do have like another half hour here. Marilyn's checking out. Now, let's get to the High Vibe Tribe. Because, you know what, we so need an emotional tune-up in this time. So, and I'll probably go over this again tomorrow, but as we were talking about, gratitude, baby. Gratitude is that attitude. You cannot be grateful and have fear and anger. Love is the highest vibe. Generosity, okay? When you get greedy, it lowers your vibe. As long as you feel generous, that raises your vibe. Don't attach your happiness to anything outside yourself, okay? You want to be generous. You want to just be happy. If you feel poor, give money away. If you want to go ahead and feeling lonely, go talk to strangers, you know? And if you feel like you don't have enough time, well, then give your time, donate your time to a good cause. Also, meditate. We've talked about this for forever. Meditation and mindful breathing, that helps to bring peace. And it does raise your vibration. Forgiveness, okay? Blame is low energy. This is what we were talking about when I was talking about the Democratic National Convention and how they were blaming Trump. Blame is a low vibrational energy. Out of 22 emotions, arranged from highest vibration to number one at lowest, blame is number 15. So if you could work towards forgiveness and peace and love, well, gosh, that's going to raise your vibe a whole heck of a lot. So here, this is something from a poem from the Mahabharata. We've talked about the Mahabharata here on Awakening to Empowerment before. One should forgive under any injury. It has been said that the continuation of the species is due to man being forgiving. Forgiveness is holiness. By forgiveness, the universe is held together. Forgiveness is the might of the mighty. Forgiveness is sacrifice. Forgiveness is quiet of the mind. Forgiveness and gentleness of our qualities and self-possessed. They represent eternal virtue. And Jesus, Master, how many times are we to forgive? 7 times 70. It's like infinite, okay? 7 times 70 was just a parallel for you just keep forgiving, okay? Now, you got to also eat that high-vibe food. You know, like everything you consume is life force energy or prana. If you eat a lot of dead crap, dead energy, you know, fried and processed. You're going to lower your vibe. If you eat nutrient-dense, prana-rich, if you will, food, local, organic fruits and vegetables, your body literally absorbs these things, making you more light, vibrant, and alive. High-vibe foods make a person vibrate higher. Reduce, eliminate alcohol and toxins from your body. Sure, you could drink a little bit. It makes you feel good temporarily, but alcohol is actually a depressant, and it lowers your vibration. If you want to be clear, spiritually connect, and have a health on life, eliminating toxins from your body would be a great place to start. Rather than numbing out, adopt a more healthful and holistic way of life and get that vibe up. Think positive thoughts. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Okay? Your thoughts create your future. You've got to think positive. If you're thinking low vibe, negative, overly anxious thoughts, you're going to get that. Okay? Gratitude draws more of the same to your life. And so does the neg vibes, like impatience, jealousy, unworthiness. Any negative will leave you feeling heavy and burdened. You know, just be diligent about what your thoughts are. Our Bible tells us, Jesus says, to take every thought captive, make it obedient to Christ. Negative energy is bad. You've got to push that negative energy out and just replace with positive thoughts. Now remember, high vibe music, we've done high vibe music. Go on YouTube. You can get the megahertz of all different things, detox, 528, all the different stuff. The books, movies, go see The Secret, read The Secret. Go ahead and Power versus Force, the Bible. The Bible's a high vibe book. Surround yourself with beauty. I have been seeing hummingbirds every day. They're beautiful. They're amazing. They give me a great vibe. You feel it. You can feel it when they're out there. My heart beats faster. They make me so excited. Raise your vibe, man. Go for a walk. Be outside. Get in touch with nature. Okay? Get in touch with nature. The sun. Just, it's that light force, energy. It's fabulous. Spend it peacefully and mindfully. Breathe in. And then be sure your relationships are vibrating high. Yeah, you know, people are people. We're all assholes in our own way. I'm an asshole. Everybody's got some time. You know what? Don't hold on to it. Let it go. Breathe. Accept. You know what? Maybe this person's having a big, bad day. Maybe this person had this or that. You know, you just got to let go. You got to let go of this stuff and accept for what it is, you know, and then give them to God. Remember, can all of your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. That's Matthew. That's in the Bible. Letting go. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what happens to you. That's 1 Peter. You know, you just got to let it go. Don't make life a burden. Life is short. Dream big, for nothing is impossible with God. That's Luke 1:17. Okay, and remember, our future is in his hands. That is Psalm 21. We've said this before on this show. We've got to go from fear to faith. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Okay? You will not fear. We will not fear what man could do to us, because we have God that will protect us. Remember, where there is struggle, we get strength through the struggle through him. When fear knocks on our door, send faith to answer. Whatever is not in faith, it is sin. It's a dark vibe. It's low. Okay? It is impossible to please God without faith. Build your faith. Build your relationship with your Creator. Faith is when you come to the edge of all the light you have known and are about to step out into the darkness. Faith is knowing one of two things is going to happen. There'll be something to stand on, or you're going to be taught to fly. Remember, through this struggle we have strength. Yes, there are things that we're going through right now. There are things that we are going through. But if we pray without ceasing, like 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us, and if we are just the good that we choose to be. Remember,
we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13, okay? But we got to get out of ourselves and got to get over ourselves, because this is the time. This is the time for our country. It's time to think positive. It's time to be positive. It's time for the light to shine. It's time for this great awakening. And this is a great awakening. And anybody, please go to thegreatawakening.ning.com. I'm Carol Ann Parisi. I founded The Great Awakening. And is it political? No, it's practical. Because this country was founded on a constitution, and it was founded in rebellion against tyranny. And darkness is tyranny. Power and control, the only one that we're supposed to bend the knee to is God. We are not to bend the knee. We are not to be controlled by anything negative. We have to watch our thoughts because they become our life, okay? So we got to keep our vibe high. We got to keep our prayers up. And we got to remember thoughts are things, and we can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. And if we fight all of our battles on our knees, we will win. But we have to get out. Each one needs to reach one. Each one needs to teach one. It's time. It's our country. It's our time. It's our time to shine. It's time for the good men and women, people that understand that having dreams, big dreams, and taking massive action and entrepreneurship are going to take this country back. And trusting in God and believing in God, a higher power, okay? This is not a theocracy. I get it. But there are principles that this great land was founded on. And guess what? They were Judeo-Christian principles. That's what makes this country great. So, friends, I'm Carol Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment. We had two gals with two names today on Tuesday, and we were putting our two cents in, and I ended up just finishing up with our Awaken to Empowerment. And I'm going to end today with a prayer. And, Father God, we thank you for this fabulous country. We thank you for life. We thank you for liberty. We thank you, God, for leading and guiding us to our pursuit of happiness. Father, we hope to glorify you in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And, God, forgive me if I get a little snarky just trying to be human and humorous, humanly humorous, I guess. But, God, you lead this country to this great awakening, Father. Let both see the truth, God. Let the truth be exposed and let it glorify you. And let this country be more abundant and prosperous and loving and good for all. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. All right, friends, this is Carol Ann Parisi. I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, America can. And you know what? It's our country. It's our time. So be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P saying love you, peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. And, of course, peace of mind. Love you. We'll catch you back here next time. This is Carol Ann saying ciao, ciao. For now, and we're 30 minutes early, so that's pretty cool. I can go on a whole another 30 minutes. Bye-bye.